From Tidbits on August 4th, 2014. This is Apple Upgrades 2014 MacBook Pro CPUs and RAM Lowers Prices by Josh Centers. Apple has updated its MacBook Pro with Retina display lineup with more RAM and slightly faster processors, as well as a few price drops. While these updates are overall about as humdrum as recent updates to the MacBook Air, the interesting bit is that 8GB of RAM is now the base level. The 1299 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display is practically identical to last year's model, except it now comes equipped with a slightly faster 2.6 GHz dual-core Intel i5 processor and double the amount of RAM, 8GB as opposed to 4GB. It still features 128GB of flash storage, and stepping up to the 1499 model continues to double that to 256GB. The high-end 13-inch model has been bumped to a 2.8 GHz dual-core Intel i5 processor, and still features 512GB of flash storage, as well as 8GB of RAM. Build-to-order options for the 13-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display include a $300 upgrade to a 3 GHz dual-core Intel i7 processor, 16GB of RAM for $200, and for the high-end model, 1TB of flash storage for $500. Finally, for the 13-inch line, the non-Retina model from 2012 continues to hang on by its virtual fingernails and receives a $100 price cut, bringing it to $1,099. It features a 2.5 GHz Intel Core i5, 4GB of RAM, and a 500GB hard drive. The 15-inch MacBook Pro with Retina display still starts at $1,999, but the high-end model has dropped in price from $2,599 to $2,499. The base 15-inch model has been bumped to a 2.2 GHz quad-core Intel i7 and 16GB of RAM, and still features 256GB of flash storage. The high-end model receives a similar processor bump to a 2.5 GHz quad-core Intel i7. Options for the low-end 15-inch model include 2.5 GHz and 2.8 GHz quad-core Intel i7 processors, and either 512GB or 1TB of flash storage. For the high-end model, the 2.8 GHz processor costs $200, and the 1TB flash storage is $500. Particularly given that Intel's next-generation Broadwell chipset has been delayed, it's not surprising to see Apple sticking to its standard approach of small performance and RAM upgrades and associated price drops. Besides, Apple has no need to rethink the MacBook Pro line every year, given that Mac sales are up a staggering 18% over a year ago, at a time when PC sales continue to sag. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, business@tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.